Hello, this is Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe. Thank you for joining me here today. We have a fabulous interview with two doctors, Dr. Charles Majors and Dr. Dennis Ciccone, both of Massachusetts. And they're going to be talking today about the five essentials of health. Dr. Charles Majors is going to be doing the first 15 minutes of the interview. And of course, he's going to have to run out on us because he's a very busy man and he's on call. But Dr. Dennis Ciccone is going to remain with us through the rest of the interview, answering many of the very interesting questions that I'm going to pose to him today. Dr. Charles Majors has devoted over 15 years studying health and healing to prevent and reverse diseases through natural methods. He is the co-author of two books, Maximized Living Makeover and Cruise Ship or Nursing Home. He graduated from the University of Illinois with a Bachelor's of Science and went on to receive his doctorate degree from Palmer College of Chiropractic. In less than 10 years, he has opened up five chiropractic clinics. He is a highly sought-after speaker, and Dr. Majors has given hundreds of live lecture events in the past 10 years. In September 2010, he was diagnosed with an incurable bone marrow cancer that metastasized to his brain. With only weeks to live, he left conventional medicine and applied the same principles he has been teaching for years to reverse his own cancer. And not only did he survive, but he is thriving. He has now co-authored his third book, The Cancer Killers, The Cause is the Cure. And he lives in Plainfield, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, with his beautiful wife, Andrea, and their four children. Dr. Dennis Ciccone owns and operates Ciccone Family Chiropractic in Lancaster, Massachusetts. He is a maximized living doctor. Dr. Ciccone focuses not only on getting and keeping his patients and their families well, but also on educating them so they have a better grasp of what health truly is and where it comes from. The focus in his office is on the five essentials of health: how we think, our nervous system, exercise, nutrition, and decreasing the toxins which enter our bodies. Dr. Ciccone is married to his wife Joan, and they have two children, Natalie and Dominic. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Charles Majors and Dr. Dennis Ciccone to our program today. Hello, Dr. Majors and Dr. Ciccone. How are you?
Very good.
Very good.
It's wonderful. Dr. Majors, I understand that you have a busy schedule and that you'll need to break out of this interview early as you're expected to be at a commitment this afternoon. But I wish to thank you for opening up a window of opportunity for us to do this interview. And I'll start with you first.
Perfect.
My first question is, what is chiropractic care and how does it differ from other forms of care?
Basically what we do is we look for any interference in the nervous system. The only way the body functions is the brain sends messages down the spinal cord. There's no other way. In order for your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, for you to fight cancer, for you to heal a cut on your arm, the brain sends the messages down the spinal cord over those nerves to the organs. Your spine, it has to be in a proper alignment the way God created you. And when that alignment is off even the slightest bit, pressure gets pushed on the nerves. Any pressure on the nerves begins to affect the organ. So what we do is we look at it, do the testing, making sure the spine's aligned, making sure those organs, and make sure that body's functioning closer to 100%.
Who comes to you for care and why?
This is Dr. Majors answering that question. Whether it be anyone with a spine and nervous system who wants to get checked. I mean, I always ask the patient, when would you want to know there's even the slightest pressure on the nerve going to your heart? Or when would you want to know if there's any interference to any organ in your body? You'd want to know immediately. My children were checked from birth and are checked on a regular basis from the time they're born till the time they die. So that's exactly what most of the patients who come to us, whether they're newborn, whether I go to the hospital or go to a home birth to check them, we check them from the time they're born to the time they die to make sure that there's less interference on their nerves and their body's functioning closer to 100%.
I see. So how does this care, this kind of care, align with conventional medicine?
I wouldn't say it aligns. There's no alignment at all because what medicine does, and thank God, is their crisis care. They wait till after the crisis happens. When most chiropractic care happens, after the crisis happens, and it works well for us in general. But what we do is we want to find things before it. The true prevention is finding the problem before it even begins and not waiting until afterward. All conventional medicine is as good as it can be. It finds things and finds diseases after they're already diagnosed. Every medical test, every MRI, every CAT scan finds everything after it's been detected. That's not prevention. That's early detection of disease that's already existing. What we want to do is we want to find out how the body's functioning ahead of time and work with true prevention.
Dr. Majors, can you please share any research about chiropractic practice and how it is impacting various types of illnesses with success? Do you have any case studies or any examples?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, coming up with research immediately on the phone would be a lot harder than giving you, you know, obviously testimonials or what I've been through is obviously a little bit different.
I see. When does a person know if they need chiropractic care? What are the symptoms that the body needs this type of care?
Yeah, that's always tough because by the time we know anything, you know, there's enough damage there to tell us it's there. In the way we were created, the way God created us is we don't know when problems are happening until they show up. You know, obviously it takes, whether it be cancer, whether it be any disease process, it could take years to be forming before it actually shows up. The same thing with spinal problem or any damage to the spine, you wouldn't know there's a problem there until it's been there long enough. So we use computer testing, we use posture analysis, we use x-ray analysis, and we can measure to see exactly what's happening in the nervous system ahead of time, in making sure that we're keeping that pressure off the nerves and the spine in alignment.
I know that you were a brain cancer patient yourself at one time, and you wrote these wonderful books. Were they written based on your case scenario, or would you say that it's based on other case scenarios? Like, can you explain to us what The Cancer Killers is about a little bit?
Well, The Cancer Killers was my third book. I was diagnosed over 3.5 years ago. I had a late stage cancer, bone marrow actually. It was a bone marrow cancer. Majority of my blood was full of cancers and ended up spreading to the brain. I got rushed into Northwestern Hospital here in Chicago. They began doing brain surgery thinking that it was benign tumors. They got up there and found out within an hour that it was all cancer in my brain. They closed me up, told my family and everyone in the room that I probably wouldn't wake up because the cancer was swelling up in the brain. I obviously woke up from there, tubes in my stomach, tubes coming out of my head, couldn't eat, couldn't swallow, couldn't do anything, couldn't speak. I had 4 different tubes coming out of my body. I was in a wheelchair, weeks to live, and all they had to offer me at that time was high-dose chemotherapy, radiation, bone marrow transplant. And at that time, I mean, with cancer spread all over my body, I knew I was sick. And where I was at the time, I knew you couldn't make me sicker to get me healthier. I knew I needed to get back to health again. And they said there was no cure, there was no hope. They would, you know, buy me some time. I decided that I knew I needed to leave and get out of there. I knew that, you know, I caused it. I must have created this over in the last, you know, 5-10 years, that there had to be a cause of this. And that was where I began leaving and studying and researching and began all the protocols, and now I left conventional medicine and left the chemotherapy and radiation and everything they wanted to do, and now it's been almost 3.5 years later and helping hundreds and hundreds of patients through the same scenarios with the protocols that we teach and other high-end protocols. Our goal is we don't cure cancer by no means. We don't cure anything. We help the body to begin to heal itself again by removing interference.
So this is what led you to write this book.
Yeah, and that led me, obviously, and I said that when I was in the hospital, I said, I'm going to beat through this, and I'm going to write, you know, at the time I already co-authored 2 other books. This was my third book, and everything I've been talking about for the last, you know, 10 years and teaching and the principles I've been teaching, I actually had to put to use, you know, and had to make sure it worked, and they do.
You know, you're having been a cancer patient sort of validated writing the book as well as you being a doctor, right? So the book was inspired by both the patient and the doctor.
Yeah, it was twofold. you know, it was twofold.
I see. Where do you practice chiropractic care?
Well, my one of my main offices, I have offices throughout near Chicago, Illinois. I'm in a suburb near Chicago.
I see. Where can our listeners find you on the internet if they need to look up your URL and get more information, maybe contact you?
At drcharlesmajors@hotmail.com, or to look for any Maximize Living doctor, they just go to maximizeliving.com.
The five essentials of health. Would you be able to touch up very quickly on each of those, or do you need to go right now?
No. So to talk about the five essentials of health and where those protocols came from, I mean, they came from looking at, you know, especially, let's say, in my case, you know, the cancer, late-stage cancer with not much time left, something had to cause it, something was interfering with my body. So we look at the five things that can interfere, and number one first is mindset. Our mindset is crucial, you know, that without, number one, I always say the number one key with the mindset is hope, that if someone doesn't have hope, they don't find the right answers, they don't work to get to the right answers, they don't take any further steps from there. So hope is number one. But when we deal with mindset, whether it be in someone's sickness or in their crisis or leading them to a sickness, mindset is crucial. You know, stress, the mind, plays a huge role. Our subconscious plays a huge role. You know, things that we haven't let go of, and worries and fears and unforgiveness. And there's lots of things the mindset has control of when it comes to sickness that we want to first make sure the mind is working right. The second thing is the nerve system, that we want to maximize the nerve system. That obviously the only way the body works is, the only way the organs function is the brain sends messages down the spinal cord. So our goal is, we get, number one, we get the mind right, we get the mind working the way it's supposed to be working. Number two is we begin to check the nerve system and clear the nerve system and get that power that created the body flowing down the spinal cord and into those organs. Number three is nutrition, that we work on the right nutrition. Mm-hmm. Almost every disease process is caused from toxicity and deficiency, and so many deficiencies come from our nutrition now compared to the way it was even 20, 30, 40 years ago, the way food is created. So there's tons of nutritional deficiencies that affect healing, then toxicities that are in the nutrition affect it. Number four is oxygenation, that your cells need oxygen to survive. And there's specific ways that we teach the working out called MAX-T3, which is high intensity, short duration, which is the best results of working out there is. And so, you know, we get better results in 12 minutes than most people get in an hour or 2 hours of working out based upon oxygenation.
Sorry. What does that mean?
Well, it's based on a high intensity, short duration. If you look at a long distance runner, for example, versus a marathon runner, you know, I mean, so a marathon runner versus a sprinter, who has more muscle, you know, who has a better body fat ratio? It's always the sprinter. Even somebody running long distance, they're never building up their heart rate as much as somebody who's doing sprinting. Now, ours is based upon short duration, you know, high intensity, which is based on getting the heart pumping, and when the heart pumps, it moves blood around. Well, what's inside of blood? Our oxygen, our nutrients, our body detoxes, our lymphatics work. So everything we're doing with our MAX-T3 is helping speed up the exercise work. So because most people can't work out for an hour and a half. I mean, the majority of people just don't want to do that. And we found out through the science and the research the best type of working out. And then number five is detoxing. We know, you know, if you live anywhere in America or most countries now, we are severely toxic from what they're putting onto our foods, to our drinks, to our waters, in the air, in the furniture, in the cleaning products, in the makeups, in everything. If you can't eat it or drink it, you can't put it even on your skin, that we are bombarded with toxins, and these toxins interfere with our cells and our body, that we have to be detoxing on a regular basis. First, minimizing toxins. Second is maximizing the amount of toxins coming out of your body. So once we put this protocol together, you know, giving somebody the hope, teaching them the right mindset, clearing their nerve system, getting them on the right nutrients and off the bad nutrients, getting all the right stuff back into their body, getting them exercising the right way, and getting them detoxing, as you can see, the body heals faster.
Right. So that means that we have to be very careful with everything, with even those deep penetrating moisturizing lotions that are so advertised to keep the skin looking youthful. And, you know, like you said, the lipstick and, of course, probably mascara, eyeshadow, everything. Anything that's cosmetic, you said, goes on the skin, right?
Anything, I mean, obviously most people know that. If it's on your skin, yes, it's harder to get into your blood than drinking it. We know that. You know, if somebody wants to argue with that and say, oh, it's different, absolutely. There's some minimal differences there. But no matter what, whatever's on the skin eventually can leach into the bloodstream. So we want to minimize whatever we put on the skin as well. The skin is the largest organ of the body.
Yes, it is. The skin does so much. As far as the books that you've written, I think you've written 3 books, including this one, the one that we just talked about. If people want to know where to find these books, will they find them on your website or will they find them on Amazon?
Well, they'll find them also at Dr. Chacon's office. He carries all the books and teaches all these protocols as well, and is one of our clients and has learned these protocols as well.
That sounds good. So I see that your website talks about the maximized mind, overcoming limit beliefs, examples of limiting beliefs, positive self-talk, criteria for writing affirmations, positive affirmations, the big why, life-changing. This is not like a religion or anything spiritual, that you're just teaching people how to reprogram their way of thinking. Is that right?
Teaching you the way of thinking and the way of living. Yeah, teaching you know, lifestyle. I know Dr. Dennis is going to take over and kill the rest of this interview, so I'm going into my other office. I appreciate it. Thanks, Dr. Dennis. Whatever you need, let me know.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Majors, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Chacony.
Yes.
So now it's you and I.
Yes.
Are there any new developments in chiropractic care?
Well, some of the new developments just that we have out of Maximize Living, which is the group of chiropractors we deal with. Dr. Majors didn't really talk about that, but one thing which we're really working on is having the type of care that we deal with standardized across the world. So we have over 600 doctors across the world right now, U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, even some clinics out in Africa where we do mission work, the Dominican Republic. So the newest research is really around standardizing our care. So if you or a family member walked into one of our offices in Puerto Rico, they would get the same type of care they would get in Massachusetts as they would get in Chicago. And there is no network of doctors as large as ours that is doing that sort of care from a natural health standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we've just come out with is, as Dr. Majors was talking about the nervous system, we standardize that care by using x-rays. But we also talk about nutrition, like he said. So lots of times, we'll look at what we eat, or we'll know we need to take a certain vitamin, or we'll follow a certain protocol. But as he was talking about those deficiencies, we actually just came up with a program called Max Metabolics, where we can test blood and urine in our offices, and we can come up with our own standardized protocol of exactly the nutrients that you need, be able to supplement that with specific protocols that we've created, our own company, so nobody else knows them, and then retest once those are formulated. So you're only taking the supplements you need. Your nutritional protocols are specific based off of what you need, and that helps you to heal quicker.
And what other things should a person do to achieve optimal health while undergoing this type of care? Do you recommend anything natural, like a natural muscle relaxant, something herbal, or are there other types of natural remedies that can be used to relax the body? Or
Other than the 5 essentials, we don't recommend anything. Our protocols are very simple. We try to remove interference from the body and then allow the body to heal itself. So it's pretty simple. Just follow the protocols and the body heals almost every time.
Can you share any articles out there that support how helpful this treatment is to, say, cancer patients or other types of patients?
Other than the books we have, which have tons of testimonials of people doing the 5 essentials, I would direct them to the maximizeliving.com. On there's testimonials, research, there's weekly feeds on information, newest research coming out, and that just will allow them to get the most updated stuff that we're producing.
One question that comes to mind is, why does the body become misaligned?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we look at the three T's. So it's usually thoughts, traumas, or toxins. So the first one, like Dr. Majors was talking about, is mindset. A lot of times if we're not thinking properly, or if you look at even somebody that's depressed or not thinking right, you'll see that their posture is not in the same position as we would be if we're feeling good about ourselves, high esteem, and that will start to create interference in the nervous system. You'll even notice, like, innately we know if a friend is stressed, the first thing we'll do is we'll go up and we'll rub their shoulders.
Right.
We just know that, that's how the body responds to stress. So decreasing the stress, or shall I say increasing the stress, will increase the misalignment. The other thing is trauma. So in our world, we have a lot of trauma, whether it's typing on a keyboard or falling off our bike or difficult labor and delivery or falls while we're learning to walk or car accidents. It goes on and on and on. A lot of times it's not one thing as much as it's lots of small traumas which create the problem. And then toxins are the last thing Dr. Majors touched on a bit, which, you know, they are everywhere in our body. And when these things enter into our body can't work as efficiently, and that can cause our muscles not to function right. And that can start to create the misalignments through the bone structure and then through the organs.
Now I've made the connection. You know, I was wondering, how does chiropractic care, what bearing does it have on the quality of life of somebody who may be coming down with cancer or something like that? And I realized that, yeah, stress leads up to many illnesses. And I could see why starting with aligning the bones and all of that comes into play, how important that is.
Yeah, I think we almost make it too difficult. You know, if we stopped 100 people on the road and I asked them, you know, what controls your whole body, most of them would know it's the brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if I said, if I cut these nerves that go to your heart right now, what would happen to you immediately? And they know they would die. So the next step is, what if instead of cutting that, we put pressure on that, let's say even 10 to 20%, what starts to build in that organ immediately is disease. We start to move closer to death and further from health. So our goal, like Dr. Majors was talking about, is to find wherever that pressure is, remove that, so that that person can start expressing as much health as possible. So if we took somebody that has 40% pressure on their nervous system and we took somebody that had no pressure on their nervous system, which one is more likely to get cancer? Yeah, the one with pressure, or heart disease, or any other disease I could name. And there's not a disease that the body can create that it can't heal from.
Right, because there isn't an even flow. Fluids and things getting choked up or piling up somewhere, that sort of thing. I mean, that's how I kind of envision it a little bit. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I'm just sort of forming a picture in my head.
No, you're absolutely right. So the messages get blocked, and it's just like a backup on a highway. The signals just aren't getting there. The body's not functioning at its full condition, and the stress is still coming in, but the body is not able to handle it at the same rate that it's coming in, and that's when disease starts to happen.
Anything that happens when the nerves and muscles become unaligned due to stress is life-threatening. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and wow. I think it's important for us to realize that every decision we make moves us closer to health or further away from health. We're never staying the same. Even though a lot of times we feel like we're staying the same, the reality is every decision moves us one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times we work with patients in our office that smoke, for example, and I'll tell you the difference between somebody that makes the decision to stop smoking and change their life, it is very small than the person that won't. And the person that won't is kind of the person that says, this either isn't bothering me or this might kill me someday.
Mm.
And the person that stops that day realizes that this cigarette is killing me now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see, and it's a subtle difference, but the mindset behind it is huge, because you realize that the decision is having an impact on you now, not something that's happening in the future.
In the future, right. Very well said. That's very well said. I'm so glad that you said that. People need to hear that. What foods are good with for people with spine issues?
Well, you know, it's pretty incredible because everything from the five essentials, they all come off a principle. So, you know, something we talked about the difference in medicine and chiropractic. Medicine works off of treating things, right? And we talked about chiropractic is more like a care plan type of system. So if you came into a medical doctor, which is how we typically think of healthcare, they might have a different nutrition protocol for somebody with diabetes and somebody with heart disease and somebody with cancer and somebody who's healthy. And they're gonna kind of create a plan specific for that body. In chiropractic and the five essentials, what we do is we look at the body and we understand what we need to feed that body to be healthy. So we're not trying to introduce foods to attack a certain condition. We're trying to put in foods which are going to express life for that individual. So that's kind of the difference. Again, it's a pretty big difference in mindset. But when we look at patients like, you know, we have a specific nutrition protocol. They're broken into two steps. One is, you know, if you're on a lot of medications, if you want to lose weight, the things that we will recommend is you cut out all sugars. You decrease the unhealthy fats, and you stick to things like grapeseed oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, and butter, and you get rid of things like margarine, saturated oils, canola oils, vegetable oils, and you also decrease the carbs that you take in, so wheats and grains. That's called our advanced plan. The other plan is less aggressive. You know, you can start to introduce things like rice flour, rice pastas, some of the grains back in. But those are kind of the two ideas. And then based off of those protocols and what your need is, all of a sudden you start to get to your regular weight, you start to come off medications, you get your health back. The exciting thing is once Dr. Majors, you know, came down with the cancer, he didn't have to come up with a new nutrition plan. He just followed that plan, you see. That's exactly what worked.
But that rice flour that you mentioned earlier, that's what's used in a lot of the gluten-free foods, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know. Any exercise that you recommend for people with spine issues, stretching, you know?
You know, we do specific rehab in all of our offices, and we also do the exercise plan that Dr. Majors was talking about. So if anybody is interested in that, they can go to maxt3.com, and they can see some of the workouts and some of the plans there. There's also a DVD that they can purchase at any of the Maximize Living offices or through the website.
Great.
And for that, you need to have a doctor's office to be able to order that, so they can either put in my name or Dr. Major's name, and they can order that through the website. For in our offices, we do specific exercises to warm up the spine before we're adjusting, and then stabilize the spine after. And we also give our patients home exercises to do. So those would all be given at your Maximize Living office based off of your need once x-rays or scans are taken.
Right. I'm certainly a candidate for that because I have two herniated cervical discs in my neck and I'm in my back, 2 and 2. So I think I'm going to have them looked at. The car accidents, both of them.
We'll get you to a good office.
So do you and Dr. Majors do the speaking circuit? Do you guys get out much to lecture and teach other people? Or is this something that's just getting its start now? Are you starting to do that now? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We go out. We train other doctors in the area. Dr. Majors specifically is one of the lead doctors for Maximize Living. So he oversees all coaching and development of the entire Maximize Living program. I am a Maximize Living partner doctor, which means I'm training and I'm certified at the highest level for the doctors in the program. And, you know, we train 3 to 5 times a year with other doctors. So we'll do training with other doctors that might not be, you know, as up to date with the training or, you know, give whatever expertise we can so that when they go back into their community, we're offering the highest level of care possible.
Well, that's great. What do you recommend to people already in the middle of, say, being treated for cancer or chemotherapy, whether it's breast cancer, or what do you recommend that they do? Do you think that there's hope for someone who may be undergoing conventional medical treatment for the disease?
I think you always have to have hope. Like Dr. Major says, you know,
yes.
No one determines what's going to happen with you except God, and nobody knows what the outcome is. So my thing that I always talk to any patient with is to get informed. Mm-hmm. You know, so often we think that there's only one way. We feel like we're cornered. We make decisions based off of fear, and the reality is there's other options out there. And once we have the hope and we understand that, there are other opportunities for us and other ways that we can go, the next step is to get educated on them. It's not to mean that that's the best option for you, but the reality is you want to have both options before you make a decision like that, because things like cancer, chemotherapy, radiation, even things like vaccinations, people ask me a lot about. These are serious issues that people think and study a lot about, and there's a lot of very educated people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key is to get the information and make the decision that's right for you. Anybody that has cancer, I would recommend that they get Dr. Major's book, read it over. If they have any questions, they can always email me or Dr. Major's, and you know, we'll do whatever we can to answer their questions or help them get to the right place for them.
Excellent. I certainly hope that people listening to this follow your advice, because it's like you said, people sometimes act out of fear. Sometimes they go for procedures that they could probably wait on and maybe never even have to undergo those procedures if they do the right things for their bodies.
That's right.
Where can listeners find you on the Internet? Can you share your URLs and social network links?
So you can find me at www.drciccone.com. You can find the website, Facebook at facebook.com/Ciccone, C-I-C-C-O-N-E, Cairo, C-H-I-R-O. Those are probably the two best ways. And then you shoot me an email or call the office if you have any specific questions. We post a lot of workouts on there, recipes. One of the things we do as network doctors is we'll do like shop with the doc programs where we actually go grocery shopping with our patients, or we'll do a recipe night where after we go shopping, everybody will come in and prepare a meal so we can eat together and learn different recipes and get that down. We do the workout classes together in our office. So we try to create a culture where people are learning great ways to take care of themselves and express life, because the rest of the world, a lot of times, isn't expressing health too well.
Right. I would love to share Dr. Major's website again also. It's www.maximizedlivingdrmajors.com. That's www.maximizedlivingdrmajors.com. And I guess if anybody wants to reach you too, they can also do Google searches and things like that, right, and that lead up to your site. So, right?
Absolutely. And I don't think we said where our office is. So we're located in Lancaster, Massachusetts, which is central Massachusetts. But again, we have doctors all over the country.
That's wonderful. I'm going to find out where they are in New York City for sure.
Yes.
Because I think I'm going to need to really start getting some help for my my herniated discs, you know?
Absolutely.
And I'm really worried about those. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
You know, I think this is a great way to end it. So this is kind of my testimony, which is my passion. So my entire life, my dad was manic depressive, bipolar, mm-hmm. On lithium, Thorazine, lots of medications. I was in and out of psych wards. I got to see the kind of things that, you know, not having a dad around really does to a young boy, and also what that does to my mother, because, you know, she didn't really have a husband around much, do these medications. And, you know, my dad and my mother were always told that there was nothing that could ever be done. He was just going to be like this his whole life, you know. They took all of his hope away, like we were talking about earlier. And a few years ago, my father came into the practice. We started to adjust him for some shoulder pain. And so excited, we started to adjust him. His shoulder healed. He didn't need the surgery they thought they were going to need. And 6 months into care after that, because he continued into wellness care, he told me he didn't think he needed to be on his medications anymore. So we worked with him through the protocols, through the five essentials, and to this day my dad is actually off all those medications. So I share that story because I now have a four-year-old son and a two-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And I always had them, but I finally have a dad again, which is pretty cool. And because he was kind of zombied out there for a while. And I think it's so cool that my kids get to interact with him now. And I just hope the listeners know how much power their body has inside of them, and to never give up hope, because even when it feels like there's no chance, it's amazing the capabilities of the body when we just do what we're supposed to do with it.
Exactly. That's true. It's like it starts with making a conscious effort and making some changes and doing it now, not waiting for something to develop down the road. Because like
Absolutely.
You said before, you know, you
right.
have to say, okay, this is killing me now. You know, I've got to stop this now.
Yeah, can I say one more thing, Carmen?
Sure. You can
yeah,
say whatever you want.
You know, I read an article about this once, which really struck me, because people talk a lot about preventative medicine, and, you know, we're talking a lot about fear right now and different types of topics. And, you know, they were talking about using turning on the light in your house as an example to health. So they were talking about there's kind of three ways that people will do this. You know, some people will walk into their house, and then they'll kick something, and then they'll turn on the light because now, you know, they're trying to see what they kicked and trying to figure stuff out later.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot like the medical system. That's a lot like we wait until we're in crisis and then we try to figure out what's wrong. Right?
Yep.
The other thing is sometimes people will turn on the light so that they don't bump into things. Okay? So that's more of a preventative type mentality, right? They're making decisions that are going to stop them from bumping into things. So I might be eating healthy so that I don't get cancer, or I might eat healthy so I don't get diabetes. You know, they're starting to be mindful, or I'm getting adjusted, or I'm thinking right so that I don't get this disease. The problem with that mentality is that it's based off of fear.
Mm-hmm.
The third way is somebody will turn on the light so that when they walk into that house, they can be as efficient as possible. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And God gave us an amazing body. And, you know, I don't know what blessings you have around you, but, you know, I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a son. I get to take care of patients every day. I want to take care of my body so that when I show up to be each of those roles, I'm as good as I can be. I don't want to take care of myself so that I don't get cancer, so that I can't be with those people. It's a different mentality. So one is more, you know, crisis-like. One is more preventative with a fear basis, and the other one is more of a wellness, living to full potential. And that's really the goal. That's where we really want to be.
That's really pretty interesting stuff.
I hope it's helpful to the listeners. It was very helpful to me in my life. I'm pretty stubborn, though. It took me a long time to, you know, swallow it all.
I think we all are. I think we all, we get scared for a little while, and then we do the right thing for a while. We start juicing, or if that's okay, I don't even know if that's good for you, but people start to juice, or they start eating salads, and they eliminate all the bad stuff for a while, and then before you know it, they sort of start forgetting again and falling back into the old patterns of eating sugar and sweets and fats and pasta and all the other stuff, you know, all that stuff that's not good for you. So it's, I guess it's just thinking of it as a lifestyle, not a change, but just adapting a new lifestyle, a new way of thinking, like you said earlier.
It's really important to get people around you that have the same mindset and a similar culture. You see, because if you're on your own, and you're trying to live in this world, and then you turn on the radio, or you turn on the TV, or you talk to your friend, or you go out to eat, I mean, you got no chance. I mean, you need to have people around you that you can talk to, struggles with, you know, you can eat lunch with, where you don't feel crazy because you're the one eating a salad, everyone else is eating large pizzas, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you need to be around people that have similar philosophies, and that's when you can really adapt and stay the course.
You have to be with like-minded people in anything. Even when we're talking professional goals and things like that, if you're not with like-minded people, you're not going to be encouraged to go the next level up and do something progressive. You're always going to be stuck in a rut, and the same applies to how do you live your life in a healthy way.
Well, that's right.
That makes a lot of sense, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
I think that's it.
I want to thank you so much for being on the program.
It was my pleasure.
Honored to have had the two of you on this episode, and I really hope that you'll come back soon. Maybe you'll have a book of your own or something.
That would be great.
That you'd like to share with us. So thank you so much for being on the show. And is there a word that you'd like to give to the cyberspace community out there?
Just learn and follow the five essentials. They will change your life. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For being
have a
on
great
the
day,
program.
Carmen.
You too. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to an interview with Dr. Charles Majors and Dr. Dennis Ciccone of Lancaster, Massachusetts. If you're interested in reaching Dr. Dennis Ciccone, please try him at www.cicconeshiro.com, and that's CicconeShiro.com. To reach Dr. Charles Majors, you should try the URL maximizeliving.com or maxt3.com. Thank you for joining me here on the New York Podcasting Cafe. You can find me on Facebook under the name Carmen Amoros. There is also a New York Podcasting Cafe page on Facebook, so feel free to visit that page and leave your comments. Or on Twitter, tag name Carmen Amoros. Thank you for joining me on the New York Podcasting Cafe.